don't actually have legs. I just exist here on this screen. Another reason why Strictly would be challenging.
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
She's just kicked him out. Some respect to the pure authority. Don't make a flex, don't do superiority. You're just a speck, and she's got seniority. Jackie Weaver is the authority.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Jackie Weaver Has the Authority, a podcast where I'm joined by a weekly guest as we answer life's big unanswered questions. With a career in local politics, running meetings and dealing with difficult questions, this shouldn't be too different. If you haven't already, please do press subscribe or follow so you don't miss an episode. Today's sponsor is Brixton Brewery. More about them later. And a reminder that you can support this show on Patreon, which allows us to keep the show going. You can get bonus bits, episode shout-outs, watch podcasts being recorded, and more. Google Jackie Weaver Patreon, or press the link in the notes below. Joining me today is a man who needs no introduction. He's foxtrotted, waltzed, and tangoed on our screens for over 15 years. It's Strictly's Anton Dubek. First of all, I just want to check that you feel you do have the authority to answer these questions.
Now you won't be used to this, but I do have the authority. And I'm led to believe you also have the authority, contrary to not particularly popular opinion. I think you have all of the authority, as do I. Depending on the question.
Excellent. So I'm going to just dive straight in here. Now, if any of these are, you know, if you just feel they're too hard.
I'll give it a rub.
Moving on. No. or if you just feel that, you know, frankly, you should leave it to somebody else to answer, I totally understand. Okay?
Perfect.
So I'm going to start with a dance one, if that's okay.
Yeah, lovely.
You feel ready?
I feel qualified for this one.
Okay. William Rogers, I don't know if that's a relation of Buck Rogers, but William Rogers in Leicester wants to know, what do you think is the best dance for outrunning zombies?
For outrunning zombies? Mm. Oh, is that a problem in Leicester then?
He is asking the question from Leicester.
Well, I like Leicester. I go to the De Montfort Hall in Leicester and perform. And I've not had any problems with zombies. One or two of the band sort of nodded off, and I was a bit concerned about them halfway through the second half. But they got back at it before the finale. I think you'd have to do something of a brisk variety. Maybe the quick step, I would suggest. I mean, maybe Viennese waltz. I mean, you could sort of give it the full fleckle and spin them into a frenzy. I think one of those two would be the dance for me.
Okay. I mean, you know, I don't want to kind of, you know, overrule you on this, but I'm kind of thinking something you do on a straight line would help.
Right.
I don't think there's anything about going around in circles here. I think you really, you know, whatever you can do in a straight line sounds like the plan.
Well, let's have a quick step then, shall we? We'll have a brisk one as well. We won't hold the horses on that one.
In fact, I don't know about you, but faced with the fast-moving zombies, I'm kind of just going to abandon dance and just run.
Leg it.
Leg it. Sometimes I think just letting go of your dignity is the right answer. Do you agree, Anton?
The little we have left.
Okay, are you pedantic about punctuation?
Yes, I'm pedantic about grammar.
Okay, so that's going to help with answering this question.
Right.
Now, I'm going to run it by you in two different ways, because sadly there is no punctuation in this question.
Oh.
Okay.
Disappointing.
So,
take a big breath and plough on.
Will from Twitter.
Will from Twitter. Is that anywhere near Leicester?
What do they call French kissing in France? Or, what do they call French kissing in France?
Oh, I like that. Oh, jolly nice, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
It's a bit like food, isn't it, in China? What do the Chinese call for their Chinese food? Food, okay. Je suis, I think they call it something like Oué le tongue sandwich, I think is the... I think they call it something like that. You probably didn't understand that because that was in French. But I think it's probably down that road, if I'm honest with you.
Okay. And I think really what we should do is suggest that Will actually pays more attention to punctuation. And then he will get a better answer to his questions.
I thought that was a great answer personally, but there you are. But yes, I agree with you on the punctuation thing. Apostrophe S.
I do worry about those apostrophes, though.
Well, they're a bane to everyone's life.
I know. I sometimes when I'm typing something, I just kind of throw it in and hope. I don't always feel 100% confident.
I just abandon the whole apostrophe thing altogether, quite frankly. I like the one that goes final letter and then the apostrophe at the end. I find that random. Right. Well, just a random apostrophe at the end. That's like code. I think that you've got to be very careful with those.
Okay. Oh, I like this one from Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Good old Dan.
Anton.
Yes?
Who would play you in a film about you?
Oh.
I like that one.
Well, I might give it a bash myself, if I'm honest with you. You'd have to be suave.
He would.
And sophisticated. And devilishly handsome with a boyish charm. Tall and strapping. Charming. All of the above, really. Henry Cavill, I rather like. I have a bit of a man crush on Henry Cavill.
Liked him in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but didn't get good reviews.
No, good film. I like that film.
Yeah, it was tremendous. I've got a soundtrack. I don't very often buy the soundtrack, but I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, I like that. I think he's a bit of a dish. I don't know if he dances, though.
You see, I think you'd be really good, particularly in those glasses, played by Colin Frith.
Colin Frith? Who's Colin Frith?
Firth.
Colin Firth. Oh, Colin Firth.
Yes.
Yes, it'd be marvellous. I would probably end up getting played by Rob Brydon, though, wouldn't I? Let's be honest.
I can see why.
Indelibly linked, him and I.
Okay, and the next question was, linked to that, what genre would it be?
Well, I'd have to be a musical, or it'd have to be a Bond.
Or a musical Bond. We've not had one of those.
You have a musical Bond, don't you?
I wonder if that's actually what the world is missing.
The singing and dancing Bond. You can imagine sort of Spectre getting a singing and dancing Bond coming at them, doing a Batricada. We'll have some of that, Spectre. Blofeld, have that. Botafogo.
I suppose that begs two questions.
Does it?
Yes. Where would you conceal your gun in all that lycra?
I'd be constantly pleased to see you. That would be a guarantee.
And what would you do with all the cat hairs?
I wouldn't touch the moggy, that's for sure. I like an inflatable pencil.
I don't think I've ever seen an inflatable pencil.
Is that the best you got, Q? Inflatable pencil? I'm sure you could do better than that.
Would you like the cars?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
What about those lovely Astons that they're driving now? Gorgeous.
I must admit, I thought a DB5 was a cassette player, or is that something else?
The chairman of the council is the chairman of the council.
Hello, I just wanted to thank our lovely sponsors, Brixton Brewery. They specialise in bold, modern and easy drinking beers inspired by the vibrant South London neighbourhood they call home. Like their Cold Harbour Lager, which is a bold and refreshing tribute to Cold Harbour Lane, just round the corner from the brewery. I have had a can or two, and I can safely say it's an ideal accompaniment to a summer's evening. Listeners of this podcast can get 10% off their next order on brixtonbrewery.com. Use the code Call Me Brittany. That's Call Me Brittany. all one word, for 10% off your next order, with delivery nationwide. Get a taste of Brixton. Now back to the show. Right, let's we better get some more of these questions out of the way.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, like this, Julie from Norfolk. I have no idea what Norfolk sounds like.
Norfolk sounds a bit like Bristol. It's like they've got an accent over in Norfolk, and then they lose it as they go across the country, and then find it again down towards Bristol and the West Country.
Okay, well, Julie in Norfolk wants to know. Oh, this is kind of really a bit of a backhanded compliment.
Well, sorry. I'll take any hand I can get.
Would you rather be good looking? Well, it kind of implies you're not now. What? This is Julie, not me.
Right.
Okay.
She hasn't seen me lately. I look devilishly handsome today.
Or really clever.
Well, I mean, I do have a struggle being both. So if I had to lose one of those things, I mean, you can get through a lot in life being devilishly handsome. And you can pick up a few things as you go along. I wish I was cleverer. Because when you get talking to really clever people who are well informed, it is lovely, actually. There's nothing like.
Have you met one?
Oh, many. Oh, I surround myself with them. Oh, I married one who's very clever. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's as bright as a button. Oh, yeah, no, she's clever. And it's nice. She's also very beautiful, so she is sort of irritating.
You see, I don't think that counts.
Wow.
You can't be both. Not for this question.
Oh, well, I think I'd like to be... Because I know what being really, really good-looking is. So I'd like to know what really, really, really clever is. So I think I'll...
Well, just ask.
What is it like being clever? And have you ever heard of Norfolk outside of the town?
I don't think those things necessarily equate to clever.
You're only clever about the things you know. That's clever.
And that's clever. I mean, I know this is going to sound really shallow.
Oh, but you are.
I'd like to just be really pretty. I'd like to be really pretty and really
I've met
sexy.
A few of them in my life and in my industry. I don't know if you do, really.
But I think, personally, I'd be really happy. Because then I'd think, you know, I look in the mirror and I think I'm really pretty.
The problem is...
And I'd be too thick to know what anybody thought about me or that I should be thinking anything different. Do you not think that would be a really happy state?
Well, only for a period of time, because, you know, like all things, one loses one's luster as time time and gravity take over.
There was no mention of that in the question.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but if you're really smart, then the same happens as well, and then you're ugly and thick at the end. I would love to be one of those little creatures. I've always wanted to be what I would call a pink person.
A pink person?
A pink person. And a pink person is...
I think it means different, something different in my industry, but there you are.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you where mine came from. It was a long time ago. But a pink person is somebody who basically... It isn't too troubled by the world, but is very pretty. And the fact that they are really crass or stupid or whatever is always forgiven because... They're really pretty. Like our little dog, Bitey Boo. That's not her name. But we call her Bitey Boo because she bites. But she's very pretty.
Oh, she? What is she?
A Westie. Such a sweet little face that you even forgive her when she bites you.
Could I ask you to be respectful to Jackie Weaver, please?
Is there anything that the application of sequins won't make better?
No.
I hope you noticed. No. You know, done.
I know. I have noticed, and already you, and it's better. You're better for it.
Do you think?
I think you wouldn't have got yourself into so many problems in the past if you'd had more sequins. Quite frankly. Because I think a sequin is really sometimes the only answer. And if you really want to go posh, go for a rhinestone.
Right.
I mean, a rhinestone gives you, a luster and a sparkle of which is unmatched. And that's when you're really pushing the boat out.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Oh, you, by all means.
Does your wife ever get a bit disappointed?
In me? Never.
When you just come home, when you come home after work, like, just in a suit or something?
I'm always wearing a sequin something.
Are you?
Invariably an underclothes of some description.
I don't want to pry.
No, pry away. It's very important if you're going to wear a sequin Y front or a hot pant or thong, something like that, that when you cut the fabric, that you make sure you take off the sequins from the edges because they get really sharp. And they can yeah. You know, they can knit a little bit,
yeah.
And it becomes a bit uncomfortable. So you have to be very careful with that, and you don't want any chafing. So, no, there's never disappointment. If I see a disappointed look on her face, I whip something out, sequin, just for her.
With sequins.
Yeah, definitely.
Because do you think that, I can't be alone in this, but
I bet you are.
Think that a lot of people think that because they see you very much with Strictly, that is how you are always.
Yeah, and they'd be right.
Like you dress like that for a quick supermarket
job. No, they would be right. I went to the gym this afternoon, and I went to the supermarket after the gym. I went to the supermarket, went to Waitrose, supermarket of choice. And
I didn't think you'd go to Lidl, to be honest.
We haven't got one near us. And I went within my gym gymnasium attire. And it was very well received, I have to say. I had the mask on and everything as well. I've got the pins out, see? And it was very well received, I must say. If you're not going to go full bifter, then pop a short on.
Okay.
It's only a lycra short. And it's, I think the disappointment is quelled.
Okay. Right, one more. And then I'm going to have one as well. Dear Anton and Jackie, I have a relationship problem. There's three in our house,
right,
and the dog. I thought that was sounding quite interesting, actually.
Yes.
My husband reckons he's head honcho, while my daughter, I think it might be boyfriend, you see, but no, daughter, feels she runs the show.
Oh.
And the dog has taken over. Who do you think has the authority?
Well, I'll tell you who I think has the authority. That dog in the background has the authority, by the sound of it.
That's the bitey one. I'm not going out there. I'm just going to hide here till Stuart comes back.
Can't you give it something to bite? I reckon if she, because we all know the truth, if she was to down tools indefinitely, I think the rest of the household would come round to her way of thinking.
I think you're probably right. And in fact, that links to Michelle Cuthbert from Twitter. There are currently 5 empty loo rolls in the main bathroom.
All right, she's posh.
Well, Cuthbert, there was a clue there.
Cuthbert.
I'm currently waiting to see if any of the other 5 family members will dispose of them. Should I give in and just do it myself?
No. Down tools. I say down tools until they come round and realise.
But at what point are they going to realise, Anton, when they can't actually open the bathroom door?
When there's no more loo roll and there's only loo roll in us. It's that moment where you look across and go, ah. That's the moment where they'll go, Mum, we've run out of loo roll. And she goes, I can't hear you because of all the noise being muffled
dampening
by the old innards of the toilet rolls that you lot left in there.
And in any case, why is this family not recycling?
Well, they're hoarding, as it would appear.
Hoarding. Yeah. I watched that programme. Very, very sad. So I kind of feel that I've taken up a lot of your time this afternoon, and frankly, I can take up an awful lot more of it. But I just want to ask you one more question.
You're far away.
Am I the only person in the world that thinks that you and Erin are married?
Well, no, not any. No. Well, actually, yes, I think you are now. Once upon a time, of course, they used to think we were, but since everyone knows that she's married and I'm married to other people, somebody asked Erin once in an interview. We've been dancing about 24 years or something like that. And they'd asked her in an interview a few years ago, they said, what is the secret to your and Anton's success and the longevity of your partnership? And she said, very easy, she said, marry someone else. And and it was brilliant, actually. It made me laugh when she said it. And she's absolutely right, you see.
Lovely. Anton, it has been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this afternoon.
You are
too kind. And thank you for for entertaining and giving up your time. It's been a lovely afternoon.
Pleasure. Thank you, my love.
What a nice young man. Isn't Anton lovely? But no Strictly for me this year. They couldn't afford me. Thank you for listening. Please do press subscribe or follow so you don't miss an episode. And if you can, rate and leave a nice review if you're on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. You can support the show on Patreon and keep up to date with everything on Twitter at Jackie Weaver Pod. Thanks again to my main patrons, Helen Rounce, Connor Farley and Judith Elliott. Thanks for listening and see you soon.
She's kicked him out. Jackie Weaver's
the authority. Your time is up. Subscribe and leave a nice review. Follow at Jackie Weaver Pod on Twitter. Support the show on Patreon. We hope you enjoyed the show.